Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Joy of Business, Access Joy Business Radio Show on Om Times. My name is Rachel O'Brien, and I'm an advanced Joy Business facilitator. And today I'm with the amazing Doris. Hello, Doris.
Hello, Rachel.
I have to ask you how to pronounce your surname because I always get it incorrect. Doris.
Schackenhofer. It's not the easiest for international.
That's true.
So, Doris Schackenhofer.
Yes, thank you.
So, today we've chosen a topic, and the topic is, it's really funny because I've been reading about this today, it's creation beyond judgment.
Yes. Yes, totally.
So, Would you like to tell people just a bit about yourself first and how you came into the Access Joy business? What is it that got you started? What is it that inspired you to come in here?
Thank you. So that's interesting. Last year, like with Joy of Business and the Joy of Business tools, to really play with them more and more and more, I started 1 year ago. Like, I'm having the Access Consciousness tools since years in my life, and I'm creating with the tools my life and living and my business. And then this Joy of Business called me, and it was getting so loud in my world of like, hey, Doris, you know something here. And for a long time, obviously, I have not listened to it because I was like, I'm not sure what I know about business. And then having this, where you hear something and you're like, And then I was like, okay, let's do this. So I jumped in on a training with Simone Milicis, the founder of Joy of Business. And from that on, I'm just totally in love with these tools. And every workshop that I give, every event that I have, every online class that I do around this topic is just beautiful, expansive. And I just wrote to everyone who is not choosing one of these classes is missing out massively. There is so much that I've never heard anywhere else, and there's so amazing information that are so changing that it's just I love to have these conversations and look at this and the different perspective, the different direction, the ease field possibilities just got me. So I created a business years ago that's all about empowering people and showing them possibilities to have a life full of ease, joy, and fun. And now adding this to my repertoire of having that I'm allowed to have these conversations with people in a way, you know, with these tools in the workshops, just expanded my business and my world. And so I get also to have amazing conversations with you and all the other business facilitators that are out there to bring it into the world and let everybody know, please. Have a look at this and see what it will create and generate in your life.
I absolutely love that you started off talking about, you said, I didn't know if this was for me. So So if you're out there and you're like, I don't know if business is for me, take a little bit of time while you might be at home doing your washing, you might be in the office in a job you hate, come on over and be with us for an hour, and we will talk about like joy of business. So the whole subject today, Doris has actually invited you into with the way she spoke already. She said that business for her, she didn't think was applicable. So one of the things, the Access Joy of Business is creative. It is created out of the tools of Access Consciousness. And we talk about today, our subject is creation beyond judgment. And we talk about in this reality, business means something that you do to make money. Okay. That usually is the definition of why people do business. And then most people have this objective, we call them projection on business, about looking for a particular result. Now, what we'd like to invite you today is creation beyond judgment is knowing that business is a choice. And this really is, you said it, Doris, it is, I don't know what the word is to use for it, but it is a transformational way of doing business. It's a movement that has never existed. So when we talk about you choose business, it's actually that you are, it's business, your life is your business and your business is your life. And it's the creation of business done from the place of question, choice, possibility, contribution. And it is about acknowledging what you're aware of. And it is about using what you know and following the energy, which sounds, all of this now sounds so far beyond what we have made business mean. So that's really what we're inviting you to with Access Joy Business, is the empowerment of knowing what you know and using your awareness to actually create your life and your business. Really, isn't it, Doris?
Yes, totally. And you know, when you said your life is your business and your business is your life, I know that a lot of people will hear this if they listen to us or read their book or see something on social media. They will hear it and hear it and hear it until they really can hear it. You know, I heard it for a long time. I was like, business is your life and your life is your business. Until I got it and I was like, oh, that's so true, because that is what makes a difference here, is we are talking about what else is possible with creating your life and including your business in your life and your life in your business and not separating it. And, you know, we all, I think most of the countries are going into the holiday season or already are in the holiday season. And this is where people are hoping to get out of business for a while. And then when the holiday time is over, then also getting again into business, you know, and it's always this exhausting place where like, oh, I cannot anymore. And then it's like, oh, I need to go back and find my way in anymore again. So this is life changing for me when it was like, what if you don't separate any area of your life and you can create it, that you can create it whatever, like whatever day is, you know, if it's week or weekend or whatever month is, and it can contribute to you. And there are so many elements we could go here, and we picked the one topic that Rachel said already, creation beyond judgment, because a lot of judgment is going on around business. And what also happens a lot is that people look at what other people are doing. And then in regards to other people, they relate to them. And this is what kills our own business. This is what kills our creative capacities, our possibilities that we can bring out into the world if we always look at the relating on other people, looking what other people do. And there are different forms we will talk about today. There are possibilities of really generating from, and there are things you can choose that really kills what is truly possible.
Yeah. Can we start? You know, you said something there about it's holiday season and people are looking for, oh, we have to get away from work. And so it's so funny when you talk about that no longer is my life. It's no longer how I create my life. So I'm in Italy at the moment. I'm with a friend for a few days and we're just taking time out, you know. And so part of our day, it's so funny, you know, when I did go on holiday, it was like I was forcing myself to do nothing. Get up in the morning, have to go eat breakfast, have to lie in the sun, which I hated. And there was this dissatisfaction in my world. It was like an ache of dissatisfaction. And I soon got that, like, a lot of the times we're told how we should live our lives and we're given a template, now you should go on holiday. And for me, it was never, ever fun. I always loved to be playing with something or up to something, you know. And
yeah,
it's so funny, while I am working less at the moment, because sometimes it's nice to take some time and look at what you'd like to create for the second half of the year, you know, and look at where you're going and get clear on where you're going, which I love to take some white space and just see what's next. So while I'm away and on holiday and taking time off, I was up this morning, went for a walk. I was talking to my business. This sounds crazy, everyone listening. And we actually talked to our business, a business, what would you like to be today? What is it that I would like to create in the world? So this place of creating Beyond Judgment, we've been taught, all business schools do it, is that you've been taught the right way to create business, the wrong way to create business, the good way to create business, yeah, the bad way to create business. So what you're talking about here is actually a way that's unique, and it develops your talents, your capacities and your abilities and your awareness to create business in the world. And so this first of all, it's so much fun. And so I'm just gonna tell listeners one of my talents for the world. Yeah. Go.
I just wanted to say, you said, just said you had a little bit of time out and being with a friend, and then you were asking your business what you can contribute today and be today, and then we got this offer of doing this radio show, right? And would you be on holiday, you would have said no, you know, because you are on holiday, you're not doing business related stuff, so you would not have said yes to the that we were asked today to do this show. So this is exactly what's happening, is when you don't separate and something comes in, you will be willing to see, you will be willing to receive. You are open to ask a question and see, oh, would this be fun for me? Otherwise, you cannot, because you would always directly go to, no, I'm on holiday, no, because I'm on holiday, no.
So, thank you. Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much for saying that. So it's like that moment where, again, that's back to creation beyond judgment. We're creating something here today. We were asked to do a radio show. We're being with each other. We're asking questions. We're talking about business done different, which is what it's all about. But as long as I have a judgment about what's right and what's wrong, then I cannot receive. So let's give them tip number one. We're going into the break. We'll talk to you more on that when we come back.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, amazing people. Welcome back. My name is Rachel O'Brien, Advanced Joy of Business Facilitator. And today I'm with Doris Shakhanov. I really hope I got it correct.
Beautiful. You got it.
Really? Yay. You don't have to get any better than this. So, you know, I was just thinking about you on break, and I was talking about this space and this joy that you are, and the joy it gives me when your face lights up. And we were talking about our targets for the world and why you got into this business, Joy Business, A Different Reality. Will you talk to us about what is your target for the world and business beyond competition, business beyond judgment, what it is that fulfills you?
Oh, wow. I really like that people know about these tools because, you know, it's always a choice of everyone to choose beyond judgment and to choose beyond competition and to know about it, you know, until I got these tools.
Yeah.
And also I want to refer to a really amazing book. It's called 10 Keys to Total Freedom by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, the founder and co-founder of Access Consciousness. And there is this amazing, amazing chapter in it about no competition. It's the seventh key. And when I read that, this was mind-blowing for me. And I'm like, wow, you know, there is such a different perspective on competition in this chapter that I was like, oh my God, what else is truly possible here? And I just love for people to have this information that they can have choice, because I'd like to see people that they have fun in their life. I'd like to see people that have fun with their business. It's sometimes, you know, it's sometimes interesting for me to see people when, you know, you go into a shop and people are working in the shop, or even I traveled in the last 2 weeks. So I've been on the airport, and I've worked on the airport at the security service years ago. I've done so many different jobs because I have always had a job since I'm 15. Because I wanted to like fulfill my dreams and my wishes, and I'd like to receive money, and I wanted like, you know, to make my dreams come true. So I was always asking for a new job. And one of my jobs that I had after studying, because I didn't found a job right away. So I was like, okay, what else is out there that could be fun for me? So I worked at the security service on the airport, and it's still, and back then, I know it's a bit of a longer story, but maybe it's a contribution here. When I started back then, how old have I been? I think around 21 or something. I was a young girl having fun, and I was like, oh, cool. I haven't traveled a lot in my life until the last years. So also back then, it was a big adventure. I was like so proud to be on the airport every day, and what I experienced back then is that a lot of people have not fun traveling, because I was like, why would you travel? Going for holiday, right? Or for business?
Yeah.
Or maybe for other reasons. Some might be not that that's exciting, maybe some private stuff. But most of the time people travel, I would say, for adventure and for travel. And on the airport, there's a lot of not fun. And this is really interesting. And still now, and I remember how I did the job, you know. When the small suitcases come through this machine and you look at the screen to see what's in the luggage and touching people, you know, when this, it is beeping and all this stuff. So I was always one of the people that would have this big smile on my face and saying, hi. And people are so annoyed and don't have fun. And it's still, you know, now I'm on the other side. I'm going through having my big smile on and would say, hi. And I meet a person that stands there, like, having their mouth and face and eyes down, like, and you cannot see me now, but you know, these people where you're like, oh, what?
I get it.
Because we had people really have fun with their business or change it up if it doesn't work for them. And if you ask me, I just mentioned I had a lot of jobs. My longest job that I have been in was, I think, 2 years. I was always looking for something different. I had different jobs. This airport job I had for 4 months, then I was done. I was like, oh, I've seen this. Oh, it was fun. Oh, I'm over it. And then I moved on. And I see so many people doing things for years, you know, and years and years and years. And even if it's not fun, because what you said at the beginning, the end result of a job is the money, because it's this point of view of like, I'm doing it that money comes in, instead of I'm doing it to create my life and have a good day, you know? And then the question would be a different one. It would be not, okay, what can I do that I can pay my rent? It's like, what can I do that I have fun throughout my day, right? So
it's so amazing. It's so amazing what you're saying. I was in Dublin on Saturday night, and I was out for a couple of drinks, and we went on a boat on the Liffey, and I met this girl from Melbourne, and I had worked in Melbourne last year doing a Joy business class and bringing the Access Consciousness Foundation. And she said, what was your takeaway from Melbourne or Australia? And I said, my takeaway was that everyone asked, do you love what you do? Do you love your job? And I said, it was the one country that I visited where it was so, like, I hadn't heard people, certainly not in Dublin, certainly when I was in Germany, I hadn't heard it, or Austria. And it wasn't just like, it was everyone, oh, what do you do? Do you love what you do? Do you love your job? And
wow.
It really surprised me. Yeah. And there was these three beautiful sisters came to class. And they had that philosophy. Their point of view was, for what reason would you do something that you don't love? Why would you do that to yourself? And, like, I didn't even have that information. I was always, like you, I started working when I was 14 because I realized that I would like to have money, and I loved clothes and I loved makeup and getting my hair done. And my mother just didn't have the money to give me that. So my point of view was, I'll just go get it. So I've always done it from what would be fun for me and just changed it when it doesn't. And so you saying that one of your targets in the world is for everyone to have the information that business can be fun and business can be joyful, that point of view is going to change the world. And
yeah.
One thing I know about business is that when you're changing the world and when you've got an energy to bring an information to bring to the world, that people cannot resist that. I mean, people desire, like, not everyone, because some people like to be miserable. They're happy being miserable. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people, they require information. What, I don't have to do this? You know, I talked to a 17-year-old recently, and she was told, decide what you'd like to do in college, and you're going to do it for the rest of your life. And I said to her, your degree, you can go to college, but that's just your basis. It's what you do in the world afterwards. It's what you be in the world. It's what you be. So I love that you're saying that, hey, my target is to bring fun to business. And, you know, I'm so glad you chose to have a business. So like your second takeaway from today is that, do you love what you do? Is it fun for you?
Yeah.
Is it fun for
totally.
You? And if it's not, take a moment. And if it's not, take a moment. And we look at always your point of view creates your reality. What does my job mean to me? You know, just like take a couple of minutes, write it on a piece of paper. What does my job mean to me? Or what does a job mean to me? Because what you find is you get your point of view about what a job is and what work is. Oh, I have to work for money. Oh, a job is about money. And it has to be hard work, you know? And all of these are called your point of view creates your reality, which is judgment. And they create your, that's what you will create if you're putting that out into the world. That's what you're going to get right back with the job. And then do a second little exercise. You know, we do these all the time. What is joy for me? What does bring me happiness? Like for me, I've worked in hotels, I've worked in restaurants, I've worked in airports. And one of the things that's fun for me is making people happy with the food that they get, you know, saying hello to them as they come into, you know, a class, a hotel, talking to people. So we all have different things that make us happy. So first of all, if you write a list, what makes me happy? For me, running this amazing body process called Access the Bars, you can check it out. And write the list and then ask, what would it take for me to get paid for this? You know, who would I have to talk to? Mm-hmm. And these are all, myself and Doris do classes all over the world. And these are all the questions that we empower you to start asking, because the greatest thing of creation beyond judgment is the willingness to ask a question and to open the door to something greater than what currently is in place.
Yeah. That's so, and you know, sometimes when you find yourself in a situation where you don't think there is a possibility to get out, you know, where you do a job over years and you're like, yeah, I will just find my way through it. It's really starting what Rick said, asking these questions. And when it's like, what else is possible here that I have not considered? It will open up to something else. And this is where this is not an adventure or a journey that ever ends. You know, it's not something that you can achieve. It's an ongoing thing. It's not like today. I was also coming back from my travel late night yesterday. And today I was a lot of sleeping. And I'm like, okay, what else is possible? What else would I like to create? What else would I like the world to have and to know?
Let's go to birth on that one. What else is possible?
Yes.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, hello, and welcome back. My name is Rachel O'Brien, Advanced Joy Business Facilitator, and today I'm joined with the amazing Doris Schnackenhoff. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. You know, I was just talking during the break, and a friend of mine is just back from Russia, and she facilitated a class in Russia, you know. And mm-hmm. she said what she realized facilitating is the moment that you say work, that people have so many, we were asking before the break, you know, what does your job to mean to you? What does having a job mean to you? And she was saying that when you talk about work, that most people are looking for when that they can finish work or they don't have to work. Or a lot of the times mm-hmm. you see people that are looking to retire because they're only retiring because they're looking to get out of something that they hate doing. So it just gave me so much gratitude. You have to look at your definition of what work is. And it gave me so much gratitude for the Joy Business Tools, because for me, it gave a laser clarity in my world that any time that I have a point of view about having to work or not having to work, I don't have that. It's like, it's for me, when you do something you love, you actually don't work. You get lost in time. There's some days I get up and I turn on my computer. Usually I have sit down, I have a lovely coffee and I look at what I would like to create in my life, which is part of Joy Business too, getting present in what you'd like to have as your life and your business. And I have the cup of coffee and then I start twiggling or talking to people and calling people. And before I know it, my belly is talking to me and it's time to eat. And that is such a different way of living, where you're talking to people all over the world and you are actually being and doing what you'd love to create. So what I'd love to create is that nobody has to have a money problem, and everyone mm-hmm. can do business, can't they?
Did I lose you?
I'm here. Did you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I hear you. I love that what you said, that no one needs to have a money problem, and everyone can have the business that they love, however it looks like, you know. And one person will have a global business and be self-employed, and another person will be employed somewhere. And it's about, do you just love to go there? Do you love to create there? Do you love to wake up that your day begins? And what could you change if it's not so? You know, what could you add to your life, or bring a little bit of spice in, that something else would show up? You know, that it's not getting this everyday routine of going to work, where it's really becoming the joy of business, the joy of creation, and to see what else is possible. That's beautiful.
Exactly. It's a new way of living, and these classes, I know you did a class recently, I think it was in the Netherlands. I'm going to just talk about, I did a class in Dublin, it's called an Access Business and Money class, and it was the Sunday before, like 10 days ago, and there was 3 people in class, and the people said at the end of the day, they said, I cannot, like, believe what a one-day class has added to my life. I didn't even think of looking at, we talk in the Joy Business about your relationship with money and what are you being with money. And we invite people to look at anywhere where they're doing scarcity and lack and look at what that creates in their life, in their business. And we invite them then to look at inviting money into their lives. And one of the big things we see is that people they lose their voice or they get nervous when it comes to asking, can I have the money now, please? And mm-hmm. money is always going to be part of your life and your business. So if you're not clear on your relationship with money, what does money mean to you? These are one of the questions we ask. Then how can you actually invite money into your life? And as I'm going to talk about Dr. Dane Hare, who created the founder of Access Consciousness, he says any area you haven't got ease in your life, you're using energy against yourself. And take a look at that from today's show. Look at, are you using your point of views about money against yourself? And in this one day class, I'd love to hear some little story from your class. In this one day class, the people that night, they could not believe how much they were refusing to have a joy business and to have an ease with money.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Who is teaching us? Who shows
yeah.
us that this is possible? I don't see a lot of, like, there is a person has a father or a mother or an aunt or a grandpa that showed them some parts of something, right? I know for Simone Miller, it was her dad that showed her that the part of looking at their accounting is really important to create your business, right? So he would have conversations mm-hmm. with her early on that this is an important part of creating a successful business and a business that is growing. But how many people are out there that have had no one that they could have like business related conversations? And when you started to talk about money, also it's forbidden to talk about money. No one knows really what does the sister earn? What does the dad earn? It's always a hidden topic, you know, it's always something you need to hide because otherwise someone steals it from you or they are not happy for you, right? It's like always this thing of, and then we come again.
It makes me giggle.
To competition and judgment, yeah, where it's all about hopefully no one is judging me, hopefully no one will outgrade me, or we don't want, like, this is so interesting how many topics are hidden and we learn not to talk about it, not to make it seen. And then, but the problem that starts is we hide it from ourselves. We don't have access for ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we have struggled with it. And then we'd like to change it. And then it gets this whole hard work thing instead of the possibility and inviting money, inviting the joy. And when it comes to joy, joy is not something to do. Joy is a being. So there's also to ask for, what joy am I already being? If I would allow myself to be, it would change everything. And
can you ask that again? I love that. Can you
so
ask that
joy
again? And you can apply this. Yeah.
So what joy are you already being? That would that if you would allow you to be, it would change everything. And what joy of business are you already being that if you would allow yourself to be, it would change everything?
And you know,
question,
I'm so glad you brought this up. I'm going to use this question. So this is another thing. You see, this is another thing about Creation Beyond Judgment, our topic. If I had a judgment that I had to be better than Doris, that I had to be right, and if I had a judgment that I had to say the right thing, I've just received from Doris with the question, what joy can I be, you know, with joy of business, the joy of living. I would not be able to receive from a coach who facilitates the work, the same, you know, method of coaching that I facilitate in the world. So for me, this thing of judgment, I could not receive from, that's coming out of competition. I could not receive from you if I was functioning from competition, because I would be like, I've got to be better than Doris, you know? And
mm-hmm.
this is where the real fun is in it for me. Because people, if you've got people working with you, and I know you have a team, you can then begin to, someone pinged me today and said, hey, I'm putting a product together, and it's going to be about joy of business. And I'll often call you and I'll go, hey, have you got some products off from Joy Business? Can people go on and buy, you know, a digital product that they can download and receive the information about the generation and creation of business? So that's where we actually, contribution is actually beyond competition. And I cannot be contributed to by you if I'm judging that I should be better than you, or I'm a better trainer, or I've got it right and you've got it wrong. So Joy Business is really coming out of proving and stepping into the questions that of creation. So what can I add to your life today? And thank you so much for this, and thank you for that we can actually function like this from each other, that we don't have to go, you know, there's not enough clients in the world and I have to take them, which is a lie of business and a judgment. There are plenty of clients all over the world, and more people are showing up for Joy Business every day. And for what reason would I not like for Doris's business to flourish?
Yeah. And, you know, this is the, thank you. This is the beauty of all of this, right? And this is where then, if we receive each other instead of compete with each other, this is where our lives and businesses will grow. Otherwise, I need to cut off a part and separate from you. So this is a part that can, an area of my life and a part that can never grow. And there will always be the door closed. And, you know, this direction is not possible. and receiving from everyone and everything is where it's a massive massive possibilities in every direction. And yes, there might be something that we also, I think that it also goes into where we know that we, you know, you're allowed to know what you know and don't take this back. And don't go into the conclusion of this is the area where I know best. Because then if someone else is saying something, you will not be able to hear it or receive it. But you can, can always know that you know and that you have a capacity here and still listen to what other people say and what other people bring to a meeting, bring on the plate, bring to the conversation. And you can always see, oh, that's new for me. Oh, I've never considered that. Oh, I've never thought about that. And then it can come into your world. Otherwise, it will not be possible. And you will not be the present as well. It keeps you from being present if you have decided you need to, or if you need to hold up your needing to be better and all this stuff. So this is exactly. Also what takes pressure away, right? Oh, we are on the next
exactly.
Break.
So have
fast always.
Yeah. I know, we're having so much fun. Come back and join us. More to take away.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, people. This is Ray. Hello, welcome back. Welcome back to Access Joy Business on Times Radio Show. And I'm with Doris Schackenhoff today. And you are getting so many takeaways in this. Have a listen back and write down the tools that we've given you. Joy Business is a movement in the world. And it is about creating your life, and your life is your business, and your business is your life. And it is done from the place of business is a contribution to you. It's the element that contributes to your life. And what is actually fun for you? Which already those questions begin to change how you function with business.
Yeah. And it really starts with a question, right? As you said. So what else is possible beyond what I've considered? What would I like my life and my business to be? What would be fun for me? And I'm still asking what would be fun for me, you know? What is fun for
yeah.
me? Because there's never an end, and there's never, like, I come to a conclusion of, like, oh, this is fun for me. It's really like looking around, like, oh, what's fun for me now, and what's fun for me now, and maybe things that have been fun for you last year are not fun for you today anymore, or not in this 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So this is also the exploration of life and living, right? Of what else do I like to add to my life? And I have different groups that I work with, with business. I have a coaching group, a group of women that is so amazing, and also a group where it's more about money. And there's so many tools we could give you, and therefore you are invited to consider to come to a class or have more of these conversations where you can ask your questions, you know, where you can dive into this topic, and really see how you can apply
can you
to
us-
your life, to your living.
Can you tell us when your next class is?
My next Joy of Business class, let me see, is in August in Ajira. I go to Ajira with this toast. You have asked me to come, and I'm so excited to be invited and have these conversations there. And it's in English, translated into French and Arabic, and is also online. So it's from the 6th to 8th August. And then I'm going to Miami to a class there in from the 14th to the 15th of September. Yes. And so this is what that gets me excited that Joy of Business brought me the possibility to travel with my business and travel the world with it. And if people ask me, are you traveling for business or for vacation?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's both. So there is never, you know, there is never a really a good answer to it, because I just love both of it. And every workshop I do, every conversation that I have is not work for me. It's the beauty and the gift to create more. And from every conversation, you take something away, right? And like here now, this 1 hour is so much fun that it's already almost over. It's like, oh. So, Rach, where can people find you next?
So, my website is www.rachelobryan.org, and you can find accessjoybusiness.com. Go there, because there's classes all over the world. I'm going to Slovenia on the 18th of August. It's just a wonderful city. Yeah, Ljubljana.
Yes.
And it's a one-day access business and money. And then September is in Australia. So, in Melbourne.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm excited about that one. How does it get any better?
Do you see the laughter? This is so beautiful. And is it also online? Are you doing it live and online or live? What is your choice here?
Live and online. So we make all our classes available online. So if you're at home, you can actually, or if you, you know, if you cannot travel, you can walk around with your headphones in and you can listen to us online. People love to do classes online as well because they may have kids. They might have, you know, that time might not suit to travel. So they can take the class from home and start applying it to their business immediately. A woman in Miami actually did my last class and she started using the tools immediately to apply to her business. And one of the things that I'd like to say, I was talking to a friend of mine this morning. He lives in Noumea and he was asking the question like you asked, what else is possible with business? What other businesses can show up for my life? What other revenue streams are available? And he found this amazing mosquito net and he started selling it and his sales are through the roof. So
yeah, you saw it. I saw it. It's amazing.
You did?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
and
he asked for money.
You never know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even I was talking about that with my friend. She was saying businesses that flourish and that explode, they're never planned. They just show up as an idea. And then the person just keeps asking questions and instituting what they would like to have. So I wonder how many businesses are out there that we can contribute to. And this is asking the question. The questions are the invitation to receive. Doris talked about this. And the true question, it's opening up to a different possibility. And then they lead you to, you know, you might get a hunch to walk into a coffee shop. Or I went to a conference in Dublin about a month ago, and while I just got this real go to this conference, Rachel. And at the end of the conference, a guy walked up and he said, wow, what do you do in the world? And I said, well, I do a few things. And one of them is I do this therapy that allows the body to be free from stress. It's called Access Fari. And he said, can you take me, you know, in 10 days for a session? It was a Saturday he was looking at. And we opened my book and we booked him in straight away. So you've no conclusion. You never know where possibilities are going to show up. So what possibilities are available that we haven't yet asked for?
Yes. That's so true. That's so true. So there are, that makes me super happy there because I know that, and you said the word stress, you know, how much is business or work related to stress and being stressed out and there's never enough time and you are always too much work or, you know, and then you need to take a rest because of your work, because that you are balanced out and that the stress doesn't take over. And there's something that this is not showing up in my world anymore. You know, there's something else possible with asking the questions and with the tools that, and also having people around to have conversations with, you know, this is also what showed up for me is with all of this, I created also people that have and choose joy of business, that choose to have a life and living that's fun. So, also creating these people in my life changed a lot of the conversations that I can have or the support that I can have if there is a moment where I'm like, oh my God, you know, I would also say there are times where I'm like, ooh, it's quite intense today, but then it's not getting stuck there. It's more like, okay, so what conversations can I have and what questions can I ask to change here? And what is possible today that was not possible before? And this is, and sometimes
I know, I just love that you say that we have challenges because we do have challenges. And one of the most fixed points of views that we both deal with in the world is people have this point of view, they can't do what they love and actually make money from it. So sometimes when we have something that's challenging and we're learning, you know, a new area, for me, a challenge is always a space to choose to be more of me. And it's always a space where I become more innovative and more creative. And what I see more and more in the world is the people that are willing to ask questions and challenges and ask, is this actually opening the door for me to be more creative, more innovative? And what can I be and do different here to generate more money? So these challenges that you talk about, they're very real for all of us. And when we actually be with the challenge and we don't go into resistance and reaction and ask, my business is a choice, I can give up, I can quit this business right now. And usually for me, it's like, no, I actually love doing what I do in the world. And then we can ask, hey, what is it I can create here? If I was being more innovative, what would I actually add? And this is what I adore about the Joy Business. And there's no judgment in any of that.
Yeah, totally. Totally not. Totally not.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just wondering, is there anything else? This whole creation beyond judgment is like a love fest.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, what I'd like to add with judgment is don't go into judgment if you're in judgment, because then you are still in judgment. This is where you cannot come out of it. It's really like to see, oh, what other choice can I make here? And if I would not judge me here, what else would be possible? This, you can ask this. If I would not judge the other person, what could I receive from the person? So everywhere where you would see yourself in judgment, or you would see yourself, I cannot get out of this, start asking, what else is possible here? If I would stop judging here, what could I receive here? Right?
I love that. And one of my favorite questions with Joy Business and with anything that shows up in my life is, what's right about this I'm not getting? So we're actually
getting.
Oh my
bye,
Rach.
Right.
Oh, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Access Joy Business. Ciao.